Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
I'm Team Money Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Wednesday, the 4th of November.
Yes, the 4th.
How's your day been so far?
Been pretty swell.
Team Money.
Did pretty swell. Was a back day.
Oh, so you're talking about your workout?
Yeah, okay. My workout was a back day this morning, and it was a little tight, but that's good. Nothing too bad.
Okay, very cool. So today's topic was spurred by a listener mail from Christopher from, what is MN? Is that Minnesota?
MN. I want to say it is.
Chris, if we're not...
Or Montana?
Montana. Oh,
no, Montana BMO.
Hold on. I'm just going to look it up real quick. Okay. Just so that we
can... So Christopher, first off, thank you for being, I believe he's military?
No. Some kind. No.
What is he?
That
just
would
a different
be,
guy?
Yeah, that's another person. Where, that's Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, Christopher is asking us. I'll read the email, and then so that everyone can be on the same page. So Christopher, he says, "Hey guys, love the show. Thanks. I love that. Makes me feel warm inside. I just started listening to your podcast last week, and I'm finally catching up to your most current episode. Hopefully I can kick them out tonight so I can hear what you guys have to say about this week's Ultimate Fighter episode. I'm a 27-year-old male going to school for personal training. I lift weights 3 times a week and I'm working on my black belt in karate and currently taking kickboxing. I'm in good shape, but I'm always looking to improve. My question to you guys, or topic for discussion, is what your thoughts on fluid and electrolyte balance in regards to a proper diet and exercise. You guys always have great advice and recommended you to many friends. Any information on the topic would be appreciated. Thanks in advance." First off, Chris, thank you for a very well-articulated letter. I feel
like he's a ninja.
I feel like he could probably kick my ass. Like, in all honesty, Chris, despite, like, my confidence in physical prowess, I'm frightened of you a little bit.
On a side note, who's the military guy?
Oh, that's... We'll talk about that later.
Okay. I know there was a military guy that you're excited about. I want to say it was Chris, too.
No, it's Isaac.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah. We'll talk about him next week.
I like military.
Yeah, so Isaac, watch out for next week. That's what we're talking about you. So, talking about fluid balance and electrolytes today. So let's start with the stupid science question that you kind of have to answer before we get into the practical portion of it, is what an electrolyte is.
It's chemicals?
It's a positively or negatively charged ion. It's pretty much what we're talking about. And what they do is, and why they're so important, and why, have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
Yes.
Yeah, that cracks me up.
It's a good movie. They decide, plot of this movie is this guy goes into the future, and everybody is dumber than they are today. And, you know, like most movies in the future, everybody's better and cooler
smarter
and everything. In this, it's everybody has been dumbed down through, like, reality TV and marketing and all this stuff.
The whole idea is that smart people stop producing kids because, they want to be responsible. And people who aren't as intelligent produce crap ton of kids.
Yeah.
And so the not as smart people take over.
Yeah. So they end up literally...
Everything
is electrolyte. It's like...
Gatorade, pretty much.
It's a Gatorade knockoff. And
right.
Every time they answer anything, they're like, why do you drink that? Because of the electrolytes. Why not? And
right,
they always question, they're always like, the electrolytes. You're an idiot for even questioning why I would not want to drink this.
Exactly.
And they actually water their plants with it, killing everything. And, it's pretty funny.
Right. So, I feel like it's kind of a pop word. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, your electrolyte water, blah, blah, blah. You see, like, Smart Water. You see Gatorade. You see Propel. You see... vitamin water, etc., etc., etc. So, it's kind of a big deal. Like, it's kind of a massive topic. So we're going to try and compartmentalize it and bring it into a bite-sized 30-minute version for you. So why do you need electrolytes? Electrolytes, they, like we said, they're positively or negatively charged ions, and they transmit signals. So besides muscle contractions, they also submit things through your neurons and et cetera, et cetera. So they help contract and relax your muscles, is what we're mostly concerned about.
The other real fast things is it also helps your heart rhythm and your brain functions.
Yes,
but
exactly.
The one that we're focusing on is the muscle contractions.
Exactly. So the ones that I typically focus on as far as which ones, because outside of the body, they're minerals, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right? Inside the body, they turn into electrolytes. So that's the only difference. If you hear minerals and electrolytes, they're pretty much exactly the same thing. It's just one is in a solution and one is outside your body.
Yeah.
In dry form. So the ones that you really have to worry about are potassium, calcium, magnesium, salt, and manganese. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah. Calcium,
potassium,
okay,
magnesium,
got it,
salt,
got it,
and manganese,
got it. Also, there's you already said calcium.
Sodium bicarbonate is there.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, those are the main ones.
Yeah, those are the ones that I think that athletic people or people who are more into the fitness world need to concern themselves with, right?
Yes.
So, because I believe it's calcium. Shoot, I forget. It's calcium or magnesium. Actually, forces your muscle to relax. So that's if like with rigor mortis, that's because the reason that people get all stiff is because it's no longer there.
Oh, cool.
To force the muscles to relax. So it's not a bony issue. That's a muscular issue. So
sounds good. So who should be worried about their should. A person that works out, like, who should be worried about their electrolyte levels?
Most people don't really need to. As long as, like, if you're eating a standard American diet, you need to be more worried about your fluid intake, which we'll talk about later, because a standard American diet has enough potassium, calcium, and salt. But if you're working out for longer than an hour, that's typically when you need to start worrying about your electrolyte levels.
See, yeah, everything that I was reading was looking at the 2 to plus hours,
right?
They kept saying extreme,
right?
And I love it when things say extreme this and extreme that, just in general,
right?
So extreme, and I'm talking your athletes that train for multiple hours, they for sure need to be worried about it.
Uh-huh.
Those people at the gym that you can tell are just intense people,
right?
Those people need
to be
worried.
We both know one of those.
Yeah, those people need to be worried about it. And that kind of stuff.
Right. If you're just for your regular workout, you probably don't need to work out.
I'll be 100% honest with you. I'm not worried about mine.
Right. The only time I worry about it is when I go on longer runs or I take spin classes after a workout, something like that. That's when I'll toss in one of those little packets of, you can get them at most stores. It comes in like the little emergency packages. And I forget what brand I use, but it's just nothing's in it but electrolytes, and no calories, no anything. And you just pour it in, it's like a little fizzy thing, and ta-da, you just made water into electrolyte-filled water.
Yeah, it's just one of those topics that it's good to know, and it's good to realize, but as long as you drink enough water during the day, it's not that big of an issue.
Right. Before we get into how much water you need a day, let's talk about some of the signs that you might need to worry about your electrolyte balance. If you stop sweating during your workout, that's typically a sign you need to stop your workout in general. Stop, drink some water, get something salty in your system, and sit in the shade. That is one of the number one signs, like, hey, you're overworking yourself.
You're dehydrating yourself. You're
going
into dehydration.
Exactly. Dehydration, heat stroke, and
death.
And yeah, really bad. One of the earlier signs that you might need to worry about your electrolyte level is if you start cramping a lot. So if you're just starting a workout program and you're finding yourself cramping a lot, you probably need to fix your diet first. So don't supplement with electrolyte drinks. Start eating vegetables and start eating good food. And then if it persists, see if an electrolyte drink can help. Maybe even tonic water. That's been known. Not the sugary tonic water. There's actual, like, good tonic water with quinine in it, and that can help out. before going to the electrolyte mix.
Something, because I did my research for this and whatnot, and other places, because whenever I hear of electrolytes, I automatically think of, what's it called, like Gatorade, Propel, all those sports drink type things.
Right.
And I found a list of places that you can find electrolytes, not in drink form. So it's like, well, not some of them are in drink form, but you can find them in bread, eating bread, dehydrated, dried milk, which sounds disgusting.
Sounds terrible.
I want to say it's powdered milk.
That would be my guess.
And then this was one of the things that was entertaining to me. The residual water in canned fruits, canned food.
Right, because you get a lot of sugar and
so,
and
like,
salt there.
Drink the pineapple juice out of your canned pineapple. Right. But that was kind of like...
Reiterating this.
Yeah, that's weird.
Most people, unless you're going to be competing in an athletic event or working out for greater than an hour, don't need to worry about their electrolyte balance.
Yeah. And then...
Unless you're cramping a crap ton.
The last two really were kind of entertaining. Was your protein drinks they normally have.
Yeah.
So, and then beef jerky.
Ooh, delicious.
Do you know beef jerky is made from little girls?
What?
Yeah.
Cannibalism?
No, it's a fact. Because I learned in a nursery rhyme that little girls are made of sugar and sweet and...
Sugar and spice?
Sugar and spice and everything nice. And beef jerky is everything nice.
That's true.
So thus, beef jerky is made from little girls. So
that would mean ketchup is also made up from little girls.
The blood of little girls, yes.
Because here's the thing. I was listening to a book, and apparently, if you go to any restaurant, they'll serve you, unless they make it in their own... facility, they'll serve you Heinz ketchup, right?
Okay.
And the reason is because Heinz ketchup covers all five flavors, all five taste bud receptors.
Oh,
so
cool.
You cover sugar, sweet, bitter, salty, and umami. And
nice.
You get all of them in one. So that's why Heinz ketchup is so successful. Crazy, right? The little girls, beef jerky and ketchup.
Yeah.
And ranch dressing.
Oh, and ranch dressing.
Right, that's their pureed.
I was going to say the bone marrow.
Oh, bone marrow, right. Absolutely.
Yes.
That's disgusting. So. Sorry, I just totally derailed.
You're like, oh gosh, little girls. It's weird.
So, I pulled a quote from the NSCA's Strength and Conditioning Manual, the second edition, which is, the NSCA is one of the most highly revered strength and conditioning organizations. So they say the average daily sodium intake of American adults is approximately 4 to 6 grams, usually high enough to replace sodium loss. However, athletes who sweat profusely for a period of days, who have not acclimated to the heat, or who have low sodium intakes can experience heat cramps from sodium depletion. So you may need to increase intake of food high in salt. Pizza, ham, potato chips, or add salt to foods. So again, this is for high level athletes that they're saying you might need to add salt to your food if you're getting cramps.
And did you notice the items they told you to eat?
Right.
Were stuff that on most of your diets probably aren't on them.
Right. So, which, exactly. So athletes can get away with a lot more stuff than non-athletes. And athletes are people who work out 10 or more hours a week just for, an actual classification of the athlete. So if you're not working 10 or more hours a week, then you're not classified as an athlete, typically.
Yeah.
And that includes practice, workouts, running, etc.
All the above.
All the above. So do you have anything on electrolytes left?
I found a homemade electrolyte drink.
Okay, so for those of you who want to increase your electrolyte balance... Here you go.
There it is. It's a quart of water, and then half a teaspoon of table salt, 3 to 4 tablespoons of sugar, a fourth teaspoon of light salt, which is basically a salt substitute.
Interesting.
And then this one, be careful of, make sure it is only half a teaspoon of baking soda, because if you... put too much baking soda in, your colon will explode.
And yeah.
And that hurts.
It's called colon blow.
And then half a pack of Kool-Aid, sugar-free.
Interesting.
And thus, they say that that is a good alternative to insert your normal energy drink.
Right. Okay. I might give that a shot. Yeah. One thing to be careful of, if you have heart issues, you probably should avoid taking in excess salt. Most Americans take in way too much salt anyway, so even if you are training a lot, just be careful of taking in too much salt, because it can cause heart issues, it thickens the blood, it can cause cholesterol problems, and a bunch of other slews of things. But as far as potassium, calcium, magnesium, and manganese go, the other four, it's hard to OD on those.
Because your body kind of gets rid of it.
Exactly. Calcium, bone density. Potassium, muscle contractions, or you pee it out. You know, like most of the time, your body will get rid of it if it's unless it's fat soluble.
You work it out. You work it out. You work it out.
Yeah. So let's talk about. Do you have anything else before we move on?
Nah, okay.
Let's talk about how much water you should take in a day. How much water do you drink, Tyler? I know this is a funny answer, so.
This is a funny answer. Let's see. I will say 6 glasses of water a day, maybe 8,
okay.
Mattering on how thirsty I am and how much I don't forget about my water. Mm. That's my biggest thing, is that I have a bottle thing of water that has a spin cup, like a spin top.
The Sig bottle?
Yeah, the Sig bottle that I have, you know, your normal Nalgene kind of type thing. That I have to undo to drink, but if I have a glass of water, I drink it a lot faster.
Interesting.
Where just that little minuscule turning of a knob to drink, I will leave it closed all day. But a glass of water, I'll down it all day long.
Right. Okay. So, and by my estimation, you're probably a little dehydrated, right?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Because the best formula I've found for water intake is you take your body weight in pounds, half it, and that's how many grams or how many ounces of water you should drink a day. So for me, 210 pounds, half it, 105 ounces of water a day. So that's about 3 or 4 of these Sig bottles I should be drinking. And then on top of that, you should have another 6 ounces for every caffeinated beverage you drink. And then on top of that, you should have another 6 to 8 ounces for every hour of exercise, approximately. That you do. So, you need to be drinking a crap ton of water.
And that's why, I mean, I don't know if you notice it when you're walking around the gym. I see a lot of guys carrying around those milk jugs.
Uh-huh.
And I just think it looks trashy, so I don't do it.
Right.
But I refill my Nalgene bottle, Sig bottle, all the time.
Right. My issue with the milk jug is that most people will down them, like, within like 2-3 hours, and that's probably too much water within, you know, a constrained period, like a small period of time. Because you want to, as you say, Tyler, your favorite term, you want to pace it out.
Pace it out.
You don't want to down, so if like, if you forgot to drink water throughout the whole day, you don't want to
make up for it at 9 o'clock at night by drinking a gallon of water.
Exactly, because not only
people die.
Exactly, there are more cases of overhydration deaths than dehydration deaths.
Did you hear about the lady that, like, drowned herself by trying to win a Wii for her kids at Christmas time at some radio contest up here in Sacramento somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
Worst Christmas ever.
Yeah. I thought it was oddly entertaining.
Right. So you can, let's just put it on the record, you can drink too much water.
I know that sounds funny, but it's really true. Basically, you overhydrate yourself and
you dilute your blood.
Yeah. And, or you either drink so much at a fast rate that you literally drown yourself.
Right.
Because you start inhaling it and drown.
Yeah. And then one of my friends, she was actually hospitalized because of it.
Oh, really?
Like, she was really thin at the time and just was downing water because she heard that you can't drink too much water, right? And so she took that to the extreme and downed like 2 or 3 gallons in one day.
Not good.
Not good. And especially for her body size and her activity level at the time. So she had to be hospitalized, and they had to give her a saline solution intravenously. So make sure you pee, and make sure you're sweating, because if those are also two signs that you might be slightly overhydrated.
Who do you know that pees more than me?
My mom.
Does your mom pee a lot?
Uh-huh.
I pee, like, every 2 hours.
Yeah, Tyler's like a little girl.
I have a very small bladder.
Yeah, yeah. Very true. It makes room for your ovaries.
Yep.
Suck on that.
My baby makers.
Right. Another thing, don't drink distilled water while you're working out. Distilled water has nothing in it besides hydrogen and oxygen. And so you can actually dehydrate, you can overhydrate yourself really quickly with that.
Oh, fun.
Because you're not getting any trace minerals or anything like that in your water. you got anything else for us, T, as far as the water electrolyte conversation goes?
Oh, as I yawn right now. It's one of those things that I feel like most people don't drink enough water, but they think that they drink enough insert fluid.
Right.
So it makes up for the water. I've literally had a conversation with somebody that go, well, soda has water in it. Does that count? Once again, people, you know what you should do and what you shouldn't do.
Right. It comes back to the basics.
I hate you.
Right. No, that's a lie. But let's go back to Chris's situation.
Okay.
So he is training to be a trainer. He is working out a lot, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris, for you, for your specific case, for what I'm hearing, you could probably serve to take in more water and more electrolytes.
Yeah.
So be that with a Gatorade-style drink, be that with extra salty, like saltier food, that's fine. I would for most people, experimenting with it is really the way to go. One of my friends, when he goes on long bike rides, he'll bring along peanut M&Ms, and that's his thing. Loves it. Another friend, he'll eat half of a Snickers bar halfway through his workout, if it's a really longer than an hour workout. And he gets his electrolytes that way. So he also gets a little bit of carbohydrate and energy throughout that. So play around with what works best for you. If you're lacking energy and you're cramping up and all these things, there's probably something wrong that you need to fix. So I would play around with it, personally.
No, I feel it's a balance as well. You know, you just, as Keon says a couple of times during this, just keep figuring it out. It all,
yeah.
You got it's your body. You are the best judge of it.
Right. Exactly. Couple helpful things. While you're working out, you should probably be drinking water. Make sure you have a little bit, at least a couple sips throughout your workout.
But if you drink too much, see, once again, it gets back to it's your body. Know it. If you drink too much, you're going to get a cramp. You're going to get a stomach ache. It's going to hurt.
Right. But it always cracked me up. I had a client, she always came in, and I was like, what'd you have to eat today? Oh, I had an apple and some, you know, like, pita bread.
Nothing.
And I was like, you do realize it's 2 in the afternoon. Yeah. You can go home now. I would not let her work out, because you don't have enough food. Same thing, I'd ask her, how much water have you had to drink? Oh, I had 2 glasses. 2 in the afternoon. No, you go home. I would literally charge her for that session and let her go home. Like, you did not come prepared to your session. Like, you need to take care of your body. If you're not doing the fundamentals first, if you're not getting the right food, right water, then you should not work out that day. Like, I mean, yesterday's podcast, we talked about motivation. But, yes, motivation can take you really far. But if you're not feeding your body correctly, if you're not getting it the right nutrients, go home. You've done something wrong that day. And it's not good.
It's a balance of everything. You have to have the motivation. You have to have the food. You have to have the hydration. You have to have the energy. You have to have this. And that's why they call it working out.
Right.
It's kind of work.
Right. And that's why we don't advocate living a diet lifestyle. We advocate slowly incorporating portions of a healthful lifestyle into your life, right?
Yeah.
Because if you just try and, like, impose a diet onto yourself. Like, Chris mentioned it in his email as a side. But if you try and impose that onto your lifestyle without accepting it into it and really making it your own, then you're going to fail, like, guaranteed.
Yeah, and it's kind of everybody has their own way of doing things, even learning and stuff like that. You have to make it your own.
Right.
And if you don't make your own, you're not. It's easy to toss away.
Absolutely. It's the same thing. Like, if you tell a child, like a 5, 6-year-old, whatever, oh, this is the right way to do it, they're going to ignore you, right?
Yeah. Because
they want to do it their own way. It's the same thing for you. Like, you're more sophisticated at doing it now, but you still will try and get around someone else telling you how to do it. So you have to make it your own and fix it and make it right. Change your behavior.
Boom.
Boom. Recap us, Tyler.
Basically, drink more water. You won't have to use electrolytes if you are dehydrated and feel like you need electrolytes. Do it. It's your body. Know what you need to do.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you want to close us out then? Take us home.
You can email us your questions and thoughts, comments, and dreams, and hopes, and whatever you want at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. Also, you can check us out at truefitnessacademy.com just by itself. You can call us using Google. What's it called? Google.
Google Voice. We got an account.
Account. It's on the right hand page. Newsletter people, subscribe. We're going to be sending you something next week. So do that. Subscribe to us on iTunes. We're doing well. Let's see what else can I talk about. That's about it. So I will end you with this thought. Cashmere cats.
That's a great ending thought.
It's a good visual.
So go drink some water. That's really all we have to say at this point. Peace. I'm a man with his pick of girls. No.